News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid says there will be 100% placement of all students in full high schools next year following the results of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. During a visit to the Queen's School in St. Andrew earlier this week, Senator Reid noted that more space is being created through ongoing expansion work at several secondary schools.
We have 1% that are in primary and junior high, 99% in a full high school. So as of next year, based on the program of increasing the spaces, expanding high schools, converting junior high to high schools, etc., to actually coincide nicely with the end of the current GSAT.
Additionally, Minister Reid says come next year, the high school years will be extended from 5 to 7, which will give every student, by the time of graduation, the equivalent of an associate degree. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is assuring the public that the recent implementation of a zone of special operations in Mount Salem, St. James, has not left other police divisions without sufficient personnel to effectively conduct their duties. Mr. Holness says while there were initial concerns about the number of police officers to man the zone, these were quickly addressed through the deployment of newly trained personnel.
We did not in any way significantly deplete the various divisions around the country. We actually used additionally newly trained policemen. When recent trainees from the police academy were, a percentage of them were dedicated to the zone. The Army always has some amount of reserve capacity and planned for that without in any way diminishing the zones.
The Prime Minister was delivering a statement to Parliament Tuesday on the declaration of Mount Salem as the first zone of special operations. The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is to be equipped with additional resources as the country heightens its hurricane readiness. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the emerging lessons from Hurricanes Harvey and Irma have allowed the government to review its disaster management procedures as a vulnerable small island developing state.
The government will be releasing this week some $30 million to our first respondent, the Jamaica Fire Brigade, to secure vital rescue equipment, including boats and other such tools that will be used in a state whenever there is a need.
Minister McKenzie was speaking in Parliament earlier this week. The minister points out that in May this year, residents of Douglas Castle as well as several other communities had to be rescued from their homes by first responders traveling by boat due to the severe flooding caused by heavy rains. And Cabinet has approved the withdrawal and demonetization of the 1, 10 and 25 cent coins. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid says the decision was taken due to the rising costs to manufacture the coins.
The proposal and approval comes against the background of an assessment showing that the use of the law 3 denominations had been decreasing since 2005. Details of a cost efficiency assessment also showed that the manufacturing costs consistently exceeded the face value of the coins.
Senator Reid says the Bank of Jamaica will provide further details about the timeline of the withdrawal of the coins. He was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing on Wednesday. The coin denominations that will exist following the withdrawal of the 1, 10 and 25 cent coins are the 1, 10 and $20 coins. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The annual GIS Heritage Essay, Poster and Photography Competitions are back. If you are 9 to 12 years old, enter the GIS Heritage Competition. Submit your 400 to 500 word essay on the theme, How Would You Like to See Jamaica in Another 55 Years? Students in grades 7 to 13, the poster competition is for you. Design an 11 by 17 inch poster digitally or by illustration depicting Jamaica 55. And the photography competition targets students attending an accredited tertiary institution. Submit one high resolution photograph depicting the theme Jamaica 55. Submission deadline is midnight October 31. Entry forms are available at gis.gov.jm.